It can't be. For a start, risks are things that happen in the future, not in the past. We call them risk events, but for sure, a risk is something that happens in the future, because when you think about it, the thing that makes something a risk is that it has to be uncertain. It can't be known. If it were, then it wouldn't be a risk, would it? Yes, yes, we do. When a risk could have a negative outcome, we call it a threat. Exactly. Risks can be both threats and opportunities, usually at the same time. They can have good results or bad results. That's what makes them interesting. Can't forget objectives. If we aren't aiming to do anything, then there are no risks. I like that. It captures the idea that risks can really mess things up, either by making a threat become a reality or by destroying an opportunity. You are a smart guy, Fahad. Maybe we could think of opportunity like food. We need some to sustain us and keep us healthy, but too much can be a bad thing. It makes us fat and maybe lazy. We need the right amount of food. Good quality, not too much, not too little. Then we are strong and energetic. Wow, I couldn't have said that better myself. You are right. We have to try to balance risks. Not too much, not too little. Well, that's what risk management is for. Some people think it means avoiding all risks, but that's misleading. It's about organizing, understanding, and choosing risks. I guess so, but there is a lot more to it. It's a bit like trying to change the oil in a car while it's driving along. An oil change is not hard. Risk management can never ask the business to stop and wait for all the risks to be assessed once and for all. Risks are always changing, shifting, coming or going, becoming more frequent or stopping altogether. I guess so. The risks themselves can be really different from a business unit to business unit. But we try to use the same process for looking at the risks each time, with the same way of measuring the risks and writing them up, prioritizing how we should take action on them, or check if one risk has a connection to any other risks seen somewhere else. It's a standard approach for a dynamic environment. Oh, Fahad, you are mistaken. If I remember rightly from when I did the Risk Champions training years ago, ALJ started doing this as far back as 2004. It might seem new to you, but it's really not. I think risk management has proved its value, and now top management want to make sure that every associate has a good understanding, so that everyone works with the same mindset. A risk champion works in the business unit and acts as a go-between with the risk team. They know how their part of the business works and they make sure all risks are properly recorded. They help us risk officers out a fair bit. We've had specialist risk training so we can analyze the risks in our BU in great detail and help higher management make strong risk plans to get the risks to a level we are all happy with. There are other risk roles too, because in reality it's a team effort. Okay, go on. Good question. We don't use those terms though, and there are several levels of risks that are defined. I'm going to have to ask Raqima to help explain it in more detail in a moment. But what I can tell you is this. There are two things that make up a risk. First, there is how likely or how often a risk might happen. Our competitors change their prices much more often than flooding happens in the country, but they are both risks. And then there is the impact a risk could have on us. If someone knocks a computer off the desk and it breaks, it's not going to cost too much to replace. But if a warehouse burns down, that's going to be very disruptive and we could lose a lot of business. Hey, Raqima. Yes, but there is still a risk that another new virus may come along in future. The risk is still there, Fahad. Some business units need a bit more detail than others, but most of the time, the colors are enough. And the risk experts are good at helping to learn to do those assessments and use the skills properly. While you're both here, is there anything else you think I should know about assessing risks? Okay, sounds good. I get it. I know where you're going with this. Brakes aren't the only thing we put on cars to make them safe, is it? We always want them to be safer. Got it. Inherent is if we do nothing. Residual is what we have now. With some controls in place, and target is the future level we are working towards. No need to worry, Fahad. It's risk owners who usually take the lead doing a risk assessment. They get risk champions to do most of the analytical work, and they can call on risk officers like me for further help or specialist calculations. We've got some really cool tools to use. What about a real example to show what we mean? I hate it when it rains. At ALJ Motors, our vehicle stockyards were designed with security in mind, with high, solid walls. We can't stop a bad thing from happening, but we can stop it from getting worse. I heard that outside experts were hired to identify particularly vulnerable points for flooding and then channeling water to flow back outside the yards. I guess that would have been expensive in one go, but worth it on the long term. It's not over yet either. I know some people in the part of ALJ Motors and they are still working on plans to further improve how they manage heavy rainfall. The target risk level is lower than the risk profile we have today. That's an honest question. I'll try to give a simple answer. Raqima, please remind me if I miss anything important. You have to monitor your own area of work. If you think there's a new risk which no one's ever noticed before, or one where we are exposed, you have to tell your direct line manager, and then maybe the risk champion.
Urgh.